This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on the Fan, and of course worldwide on CBS Sports. So we got a great show for you today, especially if you're a New York Yankee fan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. When's it going to end? First time in 20 years. The New York Yankees have opened up their home schedule with 7 consecutive wins. Last time they did it, they won the World Series. What? Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
I got to tell you, if you are a Yankee player right now, you don't want to be the reason why your team loses.
That's right.
And that's why every fan out there hopes for what the Yankees are doing. They hope that their team goes off on a run. And now it's Severino tonight.
Yep.
He wants to
Coming
go out there.
A great start.
He does not want to be the guy that gives up 6 or 7 earned runs and the team loses. If you are one of these rookies, it reminds me, and I swear to God, I'm going to say it, and I know you're going to hate it, but I can't help it. The Yankees kind of remind me of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And how? And what am I talking about? Well, the Toronto Maple Leafs last night won yet another hockey game in overtime at home. They've taken a 2-1 lead on the number one team in all of hockey, the Washington Capitals. They have young kids skating all over the ice. The Yankees have young guys all over the field.
Yeah.
And now there's a nice sprinkle mix in including Matt Martin for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right.
There's a nice mix of some older guys, like 27, 28, 29-year-olds. And there's a nice mix for some 28, 29-year-olds for the Yankees, meaning, you know, Chase Headley, who may be a little bit older than that, but Starling Castro, a little bit younger, but more of a veteran presence on the mound. But when you look at this, this is why you want young people on your team.
There's an energy about it.
Especially when they're performing. And when performing from pitching to hitting to fielding to goal scoring to defending to throwing your body and to playing loose. You know, I think kids play loose. They don't get tight. They go out there, they just realize, you know what, I'm paid to hit the ball. I've been hitting the ball my whole life, and I can do this.
Right.
And once they all figure it out, and they figure that they can stay and they can do it, and they play unencumbered, because, you know, the older you get, the more you think about things, the more you worry about things, the more complicated your life becomes, all that other crap. But when you are between the ages of, I don't know, 18 and 24,
right,
and you got the world by the stones,
right,
you could just let it go and just go play. And that's why, you know, at this moment, at this juncture in the baseball season, 8 straight games for the Yankees is really a testament to what Brian Cashman's trying to do here. Now, I don't know how long it will last.
And that's without Gary Sanchez, without Didi Gregorius.
Yeah, I don't know how long it will last. And, you know, maybe those guys coming back get in the way. I don't know. But right now, whatever you call it, you want to call it mojo, you want to call it, you know, just being in a groove, however you want to explain it, there is nothing better than when your team is in the midst of something like this.
Yep. I mean, listen, from Holiday's bomb yesterday to Judge again, they get the double play to end it. And everything's working out. They're blowing teams out, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. These games aren't even close.
The 8-game win streak, I think 5 of those wins are by 3-4 runs or more.
It's
a couple one-run games,
look,
of course.
I make fun of the Yankees. I will continue to make fun of the Yankees. I'll make fun of your unabashed love for the Yankees and the flip-flopping that went on here about 5 years ago with your love of the Yankees. I'll make fun of all of that. But I also will appreciate when I see something that is happening right before your eyes. And, you know, Brian Cashman is probably sitting there going, I can't believe this is going on here. But, you know,
he shouldn't say a word to anybody.
Well, you know, he added Matt Holliday, right?
Under the radar, too.
Right, he kind of changed the way this team was going to be, put together. And the young guys that are playing important roles, and let's face it, Most importantly, you know, Pineda is like a revelation all of a sudden this year.
Yeah,
well, CC Sabathia,
two starts, right?
CC Sabathia is learning how to pitch as an older, less velocity type pitcher.
Yep.
You have Chapman at the back of the bullpen. You got Betances at the back of the bullpen, and you have young guys that all of a sudden are coming out, a bird coming out of it. And, you know, and I think they're also protecting these young guys in certain respects that they don't want to put them up in bad situations.
Bird pitch hit last night, struck out. But, you know, last night, Joe Girardi's on top of it. You know, you start Carter. Why you start Carter? Well, see, put
lefty
as many righties
thing.
In
lefty
as
righty.
You could, obviously.
Yeah.
But look, you know, after that first week when I was doom and gloom, was, you know, 1 week of baseball, and Gary Sanchez goes down. They haven't lost since.
I mean, eight consecutive wins.
As
fans, you know, we want our teams to go off on a run. And, you know, as much as I'm a Ranger fan and as much as the disappointment, you know, encumbered the weekend this past weekend after losing an overtime game, after leading the game, and then, of course, coming home and getting blown out or just beaten up the way that they got beat up the other night, you hope – your hope is eternal. Like, you want the Rangers to show up tonight and win and start on a run. Get going. Just relax and play hockey. Play the hockey you've played your entire life and just – let it go, man. Let it go. Let it go like the young guys should let it go.
I agree.
And the Rangers have their share of young guys. Well, they're all mid-20 guys. But just let it go and just go and enjoy the game. Don't be so freaking tight.
We told you this going into the season. Win or lose, the Yankees, for the first time in the last 5 years, had some exuberance about them. We weren't an old team coming in, like the same old guys. There's going to be an energy about them. Now, nobody could have predicted they'd win 8 games in a row. And that brings me to the Mets. You know, the Mets said the same exact thing. Young guys, the pitching staff, dominant guys, Thor, and all this other nonsense. And, you know, you can't get through our starting rotation, and there'll be no 4 or 5 game losing streaks. And now the Mets have to put up a shutout with that, as that goes. And I have no doubt they will. They play the Phillies tonight. They own the Phillies if you buy into what happened, you know, last week in Philadelphia. But that's, yeah, you always talk about winning and or losing becomes contagious.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So all the New York Yankees are out there right now saying, I'm not going to be the guy that blows this up. So that's Severino tonight. The Mets have to come and do it the other way. I'm going to be the guy that's going to start us off again. And I'm not talking about pitching. I'm going to, who's the guy at the plate for the Mets that's going to be the spark plug to get them going again?
Well, here's the thing. Here, the Mets' young pitchers are doing their part.
I agree.
They are absolutely doing their part. It's the older guys, the guys over 30, that are sucking wind right now. You know, the Jose Reyeses of the world, you know, are just basically killing the Mets. And when you take a look at, you know, the batting order, and then you take a look at the batting averages with the older players, they're killing the Mets right now.
Now, Wheeler's got a big start tonight for him, too.
Right, and I do believe that ultimately, the Jay Bruces of the world, the Lucas Dudas of the world, and, you know, Curtis Grandison, they'll get it going. Neil Walker, they'll get it going. But right now, it's the young guys at the top of the rotation that are carrying their team, even though they've lost a few games here. The older guys look like they're stuck. Like, Jose Reyes looks like he's lost.
Yeah.
And that's why, after a while, you know, the Yankees, I think the Yankee brass were spending money on things that weren't giving value in return. And they started to realize that, you know what? We have to get a part of the youth movement, like the Cubs turned out to
yep.
be. Look at the Cubs, the Royals, teams that have won the World Series the last few years. It's young, it's aggressive, it's up-and-coming players. It's players that are playing, you know, on the cheap when you look at their contracts and exceeding all of the money that they're making. And that energy is what is bringing the Yankees to an 8-game winning streak. And make it, you know, now, I'm telling you, if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm at that stadium.
You got to be.
You got to be at the stadium because you want to be a part of this. You don't know when this is going to end.
Right. Severino's coming off an 11 strikeout performance. He goes tonight against Miguel Gonzalez against the White Sox. And there's no reason to think the winning won't continue. Now, they'll have bad games in the mix there. They'll make errors. They'll have bad pitching performances. But for a team that had pitching as a big problem on paper, give the Yanks credit. They're killing it right now.
And that's why, if you're the Mets, you gotta play your young guys, man. You got to give them a chance. You know what I mean? You got to, like, enough already. Enough with the crap. Enough with the strikeouts. Enough with the pop-outs. Enough with guys who don't want to run down to first base.
Yep.
You know, enough with guys. Like, the thing about young kids, they are so wanting to impress the manager, the coaches. that, you know, they'll do whatever they say, but not only will they do it, when it finally clicks, they're going to go 100 miles an hour. And that's what you want, because they don't know any better yet. They're not adversely affected by being in the major leagues or being in the NBA or the NHL or the NFL for 10 years. You know,
right.
they are not tainted yet by the BS that's in the locker room and all the crap that goes on around all these players. So I would just say, ride the wave, enjoy it, and take whatever you can from it. And hopefully Severino goes out there and he continues.
That brings me to two football stories today. Neither one of them any good. Number one, Odell Beckham Jr., after a month ago blowing off an event which he was paid in cash for and no-showing an event for Giant fans with no explanation whatsoever, is supposed to meet a group of youth football players yesterday for a Odell Beckham football clinic over at MetLife Stadium. It was supposed to be from 5:30 to 7:30. Odell Beckham showed up at 7 o'clock and left these kids and the organizers of the football camp waiting and waiting and waiting, because he was at Coachella, the big music festival in California, partying, and missed his flight. Now, at some point, that's got to end, no?
Yeah, don't get me started.
At some point...
Don't get me started,
He blew off one event a month ago with no explanation whatsoever. It hadn't been paid in advance. It's his football clinic yesterday over at MetLife Stadium, and you had a group of kids out there who I'm sure idolize him and want only to meet Odell Beckham Jr. He misses his plane. The organizers of the event then, I think, had to fly him privately here to get him here. I don't know if that's a fact, but it said they arranged a last-minute flight overnight. I think that was private. I don't know that's a fact.
Overnight? What do you mean overnight?
Overnight they scheduled it to get him out here, to try to get him here in time to be at the event for some
amount of
time.
You know, all I can tell
I don't
you
know the that's
this,
the
this guy has got to grow up, man. He's just got to grow up. I don't know what else to tell
then
you.
Then he shows up, he spends a half hour with the kids, hops in an SUV and leaves.
You could tell me that, you know, I don't care about anything but the 10 catches he's going to give me on Sunday, just like you don't care about anything but the 40 home runs that supposedly Cespedes is going to hit you. But if he doesn't want to run the first base, you're okay with that. These guys forget about personal responsibility, and they also are forgetting about the integrity of who they are and what they mean to their teams and what they mean to the fans that are supporting those teams. And they don't make the money if the fans don't love them and don't support them and don't buy the tickets. So you don't have to tell me that it's a horrendous story, and it just keeps getting worse for him. But I think that, you know, 5 weeks into the season, if he has, you know, 30 catches and five touchdown passes, then nobody cares.
No.
But this is a guy that obviously doesn't get it. He doesn't understand what his responsibilities are, or his handlers, his agent, his booking people, his marketing people have no control over him. No control over him.
Yep, 50
which is
kids
really,
home.
Which is really a, it's startling. You know, it's you'd figure that this is a guy that probably is saying to other people, I don't need to be mentored. I don't need to be told what to do. I don't want this and I don't want that because I'm an adult.
Right.
Act like one.
So Dunkin' Donuts was the sponsor of it. It was for the Van Cortlandt Park Titans. He was supposed to be there for an exclusive football clinic for 2 hours, 5:30 to 7:30. He was paid for the appearance, showed up at 7. By 8:15, he was in an SUV out the door. That's Odell Beckham.
That's your leader.
And then the flip side of that is the New York Jets had strength and conditioning day yesterday.
Yeah, baby.
And this is the first shot for a lot of teams to, you know, kind of show off their players again to the media, talk about, you know, the offseason, the upcoming season, all that stuff. The draft is coming up, obviously, right? And the New York Jets refused to allow the media to interview any of their players. Hmm. Instead, what they did, they had one guy who works for the Jets, interview the guys, and then put out the quotes.
Oh, that was that my man Eric Allen over there?
Now, here's what I don't get.
Okay.
What are you hiding? What are you afraid of?
Who knows?
What could a guy possibly say or be asked that you have a problem with? And if you're going to announce strength and conditioning day, and you're going to tell the media about it, and everyone knows the players are there, and the guys who cover the Jets have a job to do, let him do the job. No?
Well,
these canned player quotes are a joke. They really are. As soon as I hear a team that's not allowing their players to talk to the media. I know there's something fugazi going on. And with them, there's something fugazi going on. Now, what am I going to ask? It's going to be so problematic for them. Huh?
I don't know.
Your quarterback?
Did Sheldon Richardson show up on time? I don't know.
Who knows?
Muhammad Wilkerson here? Is he, you know, overweight? What's going on?
Right. So is that a problem?
What are the off-season stories, right? I mean, so that's, I would imagine those would be the questions and those would be the roads that those reporters would go down. But, you know, I don't know. It's, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is sports entertainment?
It's supposed to be.
Is every sports franchise around here kind of like a public trust?
I've said that for a million years, yes.
You know, and
some ownership in what goes on.
Right. So, you know, it's the one thing I will say about the Devils and the Islanders that maybe they do better than anybody else because, you know, they don't have the fan bases or the size of the fan bases that, you know, the Jets have, that the Giants have, that the Knicks have,
right,
that the Mets and the Yankees have. So they have to do things, you know, to promote their product.
More fan-friendly.
They have to be fan-friendly. They got to make their players available. You know, you go to an Islander event. I don't know. Let's go to, you know, if you go to Anders Lee event that he was in here promoting.
Right.
You know, that's a guy that's out there selling his program, selling his team. He's trying to get involved. And a guy has a career year.
Right.
And he shows up and he does his thing the way he's supposed to do it.
On time.
I mean, I just don't get why these teams get so all crazed and worried about what their players are going to say.
Right.
You know, let them just say it. Who cares?
Right. I agree 100%. So the New York Jets start off 2017.
Everybody's like,
same way they end of 2016, embarrassing themselves.
I mean, what are they worried about? I mean, what are they going to say?
Right. What was possibly going to be said on strength and conditioning?
You want to know something? I want to know if Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg are ready for this.
Well, they're not. They're not even in the plans.
I mean, we're going to protect those kids?
Boom, now they're bringing the Cal quarterback in for a visit.
Yeah,
Davis
well, that's
Webb.
Fine. They should. They should bring in everybody they can to get a real good sense of whether or not they like a guy. I don't have any problem with that.
They
that's
clearly
they
hate
do.
Their two quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, because part of the responsibility of playing quarterback in the NFL is being able to verbalize things and to talk to the media and say the right things and support your teammates and your coaches and alleviate some fans' fear about whether or not you can play. They want to hear from you. Who cares?
I agree.
I can understand if it's a rookie and you're worried about it and you want to make sure that he doesn't say anything stupid. Okay, fine. These guys are not rookies anymore. I mean, it's time to grow up. It's time to say, hey, you're either an NFL quarterback or you're not. And by somehow, some way, keeping them away from the media, that's going to help their development?
No, there's nothing at all.
Are you kidding me?
And it tells the fan base that you're hiding something. Boomer and Carton on the Fan, let's do it. 877-337-6666. That's 8 in a row for the Yankees. The Mets are back at it tonight. But who's going to be the spark plug? Plus a little football, hockey later for sure, and the NBA again last night. Shows you why NBA playoffs are actually fun to watch. Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit later on.
There were four NHL playoff games. All four went into overtime. And we got 2 8th seeds beating number one seeds. Nashville 3-0 over Chicago, and now the Toronto Maple Leafs 2-1 over the Washington Capitals. That's hockey.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
I don't know how many Facebook users there are. There are probably millions and millions and millions. But and I guess it's hard to sift through everything. But the moment that goes up there and it starts to go viral and it's out there, somebody's got to be paying attention.
Yeah,
don't you think
so? Jerry Reger's here. He's got the update. Jerome.
Well, good morning, guys. We're brought to you by Arm & Hammer Slide and brought to you by Bruni & Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. And who will stop the Yankee machine?
Nobody.
I can tell you who it wasn't. Derek Holland.
2-2.
2-2.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Yay.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
Wow.
Matt has bat. He hits a 3-run home run to left center. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
That was
two-out home run.
That was also right after Holland's getting into it with the home plate umpire because he thought he had a called second strike, which I think two
Who
pitches
got into
in a row.
It?
Hollanden with the home plate umpire.
He's pissed.
And then he comes back, and he does get a swing and a miss, but then you get the long home run, and you could turn out the lights on this team because the White Sox suck.
Good news, they do, but the good news for the Yankees also is Jordan Montgomery went 6-7.
He was great. He went into the seventh, actually.
And he gave the home run in the seventh,
that's
and they
right.
took him out.
He was really good. He gets his first win. Yankees beat the White Sox 7-4. How about the Headley double? Where Melky Cabrera's kicking the ball through his legs.
He pulled a Cessna, they call it.
Ugh, terrible. Here's Joe Girardi, 8 in a row.
I think if you're to tell any manager that you're going to win 8 in a row, you're going to sign up for it right away. Because it doesn't happen, you know, all the time.
It does
not. You got to keep it going now, man. That's the whole thing. That's the excitement of it. And all the players buying into it, going to the park today. It's fun going to work.
Sure.
And you can't wait to get to the park, and you want to keep it rolling, man.
Yep.
Holiday and you're playing, as Jerry said, against a bad team.
Yeah,
so there's no reason for them not to think they go out there again tonight and take care of business.
The interesting thing about the Cardinals, though, the Cardinals are not a bad team. They just played lousy over the weekend.
They beat Pittsburgh last night, too.
By the way, they did, 2-1. The Cardinals, I think, are like one of the worst, has one of the worst records in the National League.
But they're not a bad team. They're not off to a good start,
Jerry,
I would agree. Are the Cubs a 500 team?
No, but Jerry, I just want to say something.
Yeah.
You know, the great Bill Parcells once said, your record is...
You are what your record says you are.
Something like that.
Right, well, the Blue Jays are 2-10. Do we really think they're that bad?
It right now. Let me finish my thoughts. So there you go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of examples of that. I mean, I don't know that we agree with it all, but that's
but right
fine.
Now, your record is what you... What is he saying?
And
here's the deal. You are what your record says you are.
You are what your record says you are.
There you go.
But no one in baseball's got more wins than the New York Yankees right now. What?
And somehow they still find themselves in second place.
They're not in second place.
Yes,
they're tied
are.
For
they're
first.
They're tied now with the
They have
Orioles.
More wins than the Orioles.
Yeah, but the Orioles
they're
have
tied.
A better
They have more wins than the Orioles.
But the Orioles have a better
don't,
winning
don't,
percentage.
No. Are they touching first
that's
place?
That's called a virtual
yes.
tie.
No, it's not. It's it's 727 winning percentage to 692.
If you go to games back, how many games back are the Yankees?
None.
Oh, my bad. None.
If you got a percentage winning percentage, who's got a better winning percentage?
Tied for first.
Just answer the question.
They played fewer games?
Just answer the question.
It's a loaded question.
Who has got a better winning percentage?
The Orioles do.
The Orioles do.
They do.
Oh, thank you.
But they are tied for first place.
Thank you.
Not with the
You're
winning
both
percentage
right.
or not.
I mean, all the nonsense after week one, they'll never touch first place.
You know,
they're touching first place.
The amazing thing to me is that the Yankees playing great baseball, and Cashman deserves a lot of credit. Girardi deserves a lot of credit. A lot of the young guys, CC Sabathia, and only 28,000 people show up last night. I don't get
it. Well, I don't even think 28,000 showed up, but 28,000 was the paid attendance. But in fairness, that's a Monday night against a bad baseball team. Actually, it's not so bad.
Oh, don't be a Yankee bitch.
It's a Yankee stadium, man.
Yes.
And they have won 8 in a row.
But if we're going to defend the Mets,
what do you think? You're going to tell me that everybody stayed home to watch the NHL playoffs?
No, based on the ratings this year, there's the lowest ratings in the history of the NHL on TV. They averaged 300,000 people for a game.
Just jumping on you because you know why?
Because nobody cares about it.
They have it all over all these different networks. The games are insane.
91 games this year.
The games are insane.
300,000
viewers. All I can tell you is the games speak for themselves. You could say whatever you want. The games speak for themselves.
And
every single one
nationwide.
Of those stadiums are all sold out.
But I'm saying
every
it's nationwide.
What are the ratings in Canada?
I don't care about the ratings in Canada.
Oh, of course you don't. But
it's
why?
Canada.
Because there's probably good because you got five Canadian teams now in the playoffs. That's
no, I'm
why.
Talking about regular season. NHL ratings were the lowest ever.
Well, there you go. That's good. That's really nice. That's fine.
No,
that's
I'm just pointing out to
great
you.
Great sport. Great players. Guy gets hit in the face the other day. He's got a broken jaw. He goes back out there and he plays. He's now can't play. His name is Zach Werenski for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Can't play now.
Right.
Because he can't see out of his eye.
That's a good reason not to be able to play.
Right. But he came back in the game and played after getting
blinded.
Hit in the face with a puck.
Right. He's a man.
He's a man.
It's a damn straight he is.
I give you that.
So the winning streak for the Yankees is their longest since June of 2012 when they won 10 straight. So we'll see if they can keep that going tonight. And they should.
I mean, I want them to keep it going. I really do.
I don't know that you do.
But if, no, I do.
It doesn't
I
seem
really
like
do.
It is.
No,
I don't think
I
you do.
You know what? I just said to Craig this morning, I'll bust the Yankees chops. Of course I will, because I know that Lon Trost is sitting over there listening to us right now, and he knows that somebody's got to keep it reals around here. And I'm trying to keep it reals by saying that I want them to continue to win. I think it's great.
Why
I think it's
you?
Fantastic. But at the end of the day, you know, I mean, can this thing be sustained? Something like this for an entire season? Can they go 6-2? I mean, there's going to be a 10-game run there where they're 2-8 or something like that.
Or they won't be.
No,
right?
they will be.
Why not think positively? I know the Mets come off an embarrassment down in Florida.
It was not an embarrassment.
Embarrassing.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Lose
in
three.
No way, shape, or form was that an embarrassment.
They both embarrassed themselves.
They lost to a very good baseball
team.
They
got no hit by a guy that you never heard of.
All right, fine. Did they not battle and tie the game in the ninth inning?
And then your closer, who's been around in baseball for a long time, gives up a ding-dong to somebody who's never hit a home run before.
You talking to me or Craig?
You.
Me. Oh, yes. Okay. Got it.
Got it. Good. What else, Jerry?
What else? So we got Luis Severino and Miguel Gonzalez go tonight in the second game of the series. The Yankees try to make it 9 straight. This portion of the report brought to you by Arm & Hammer Slide, revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide nonstick clumping litter. Slides right out of the litter box with no scrubbing or scraping and provides the confidence of a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed. Mets and Phillies tonight at Citi Field. Zach Wheeler opposing Zach Eflin. Red Sox did beat the Rays that Patriots Day game up in Boston 4-3. Also of note, Dansby Swanson, the game-winning RBI single in the ninth. The Braves keep rolling. They beat the Padres 5-4. Cubs lost to the Brewers 6-3. Astros over the Angels 3-0. And Robbie Cano with a home run. Mariners beat the Marlins 6-1. All right, to the NBA playoffs. Cavaliers and Pacers, again, another close game, but Cleveland the big shots to win it.
Teron Lue's going to put some offensive players in here, including Kyle Korver, who looks to get loose. As Irving got wide open underneath there, and Williams found him. The Pacers got their signals crossed. What a play out of the timeout.
John Michael on Cavs radio. Kyrie Irving had 37 hits, a few there. And the Cavs beat the Pacers 117-111. All three of the big guys stepped up. LeBron 25-10-7. Kevin Love at 27 as well. So they're up 2-0, though the games have been very competitive. Then you have the Spurs and the Grizzlies. San Antonio wins at 96-82. This game was a blowout in the first half. Memphis battled back to within 7. I think they got to at one point. And then you get a huge three from Pau Gasol, and they wind up winning by 14 to the Spurs. David Fizdale went off on the free throw disparity afterwards because the Spurs shot a ton. His team did not.
First half, we shot 19 shots in the paint, and we had 6 free throws. They shot 11 times in the paint, and they had 23 free throws. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
He wants more.
35 times we shot the ball in the paint. We had 15 free throws for the game. They shot 18 times in the paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard was 19 of 19 from the line, which was interesting.
He's got a real point.
He does have a real point. I agree. No question. And then he was talking about the coaching comparison, maybe what that does.
You know, I know Pop's got pedigree and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional.
So he,
good for him. He's going to be fined, of course, for it. But
he will.
Good for him.
I think his players got to love it, right?
The Spurs were 31 for 32 from the line. And the Grizzlies were 13 for 15. Twice as many free throws.
And as he says, his team plays more in the paint than the other team does. So he's got a point. He left in a huff.
Take that for data.
And he storms
off.
Take
that for data.
That was it.
I'm out.
That's going to be the new hot viral saying today.
Take that for data.
Take that for data. Drop the mic.
That's it. So tonight you got game 2 for the Raptors and Bucks, Celtics and Bulls, and the Clippers and the Jazz. NBA will hold a drawing today to determine what order the Knicks and T-Wolves will draft.
I'm going to bet that the Knicks lose this.
They seem to lose everything.
Jesus God.
Yes, exactly right. Then you also had, this guy's a wonderful guy, Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Before we get to that, on the Knicks thing.
Okay.
So what happened is when the Knicks win that last game against Philly and Minnesota, losing their game, they're tied. So they take all the ping pong balls for 6th and 7th, they add them together, then they whack them in half. So they have the same amount of odds of moving up. I think it's 5% chance of getting the number one pick. Assuming they don't and odds are against them, today's very important because it determines who goes 6th, who goes 7th.
Right.
But they have the same chances now of winning the lottery. That's how stupid that win was against Philadelphia.
Understood.
Now, there's another thought process, which is I want the Knicks pick to have to pick itself.
Yes.
In other words, you don't trust them to make the right pick, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, so if there's a decision between two players, they'll make the wrong decision.
Right. So picking 6th or 7th, hopefully that's the exact case. And then you have to mention it. I don't know if you didn't.
The Carmelo?
Well, I'm not getting into this whole topic because it's none of my business. TMZ is reporting that there's another girl involved who might be pregnant with this kid and all that stuff. And they're amicably separated, et cetera. And then the notion is, of course, everyone's having fun with it. I don't know why you'd have fun with that story. You know, one of the headlines is la 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 la, hey hey hey, goodbye. in a weird way, I don't know that this automatically means Carmelo's no longer a Knick next year. It could go the other way. You know, everyone's out there saying this is going to be it. He's getting divorced or separated. There's another woman involved. The reality is that Carmelo's now got to leave New York. Everybody forgets one very important thing when you talk about a story like that.
What's that?
He decides where he goes. They can't trade him. He's not a free agent.
Yeah, but Jerry and Phil Jackson say that he's got to go.
Matter.
He's got to go. They can't win with him. He's
matter.
Not going to win here. And he's
Phil Jackson gave him the hand.
He's also very close with his son.
Well, good.
And if his wife wanted to stay here with the kid, you think he's going to move without his son?
Listen, that's another part of it. Yeah. There's a kid involved, obviously. Yeah. Schools in New York, whatever. So the notion all of a sudden that this is the end of Carmelo as a Knick, I don't buy into that just yet.
It has to be the end of Carmelo as a Knick. And I'm not talking about any of the off the basketball court stuff. I'm just talking about the on court stuff. I'm talking about what Phil Jackson finally openly said last Friday. I've been saying it for 3 years. You don't have to be a basketball aficionado to see something that's not working because the best player in your team doesn't give a crap. I'm just telling you, it just doesn't matter. It's all about the brand. It's all about this. It's all about startup companies and all this other crap. I don't care. You know, at the end of the day, either you're performing on the basketball court and getting the best out of your teammate and holding everybody accountable like LeBron James does in Cleveland, or you don't. And if you don't, then you should be the hell out of here.
But
and
it's not up to
anyone
but
say
him.
It any more plainly than that.
It's up and to him, though.
You know what? Phil Jackson is a disgrace as a guy who's running this basketball team. And that bizarre press conference that you've been asking for was so out of left field. And the things that he said were just so, bizarrely funny. It's like, we can't have two guys that switch on defense?
Right.
I mean, how long has this been going on in basketball? I mean, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Among other things. You're right.
You know, I'll tell you, I feel bad for Jeff Hornacek because, you know, he's an innocent victim in all this nonsense between the bizarre, dysfunctional way that Phil Jackson's running this team and this bizarre, dysfunctional team leader that is Carmelo Anthony.
But remember, my only point of this whole story is, remember, it's up to one guy. It ain't up to the Knicks. It's not up to Phil Jackson. It's up to Carmelo.
If I'm a Knick fan, I don't want this guy back. Every Knick fan that I talk to wants him out of here.
They were chanting his name in that last game, though.
But every Knick fan that I talk to wants him out of here, and every Knick fan that I talk to wants Phil Jackson out of here.
I think we want Phil out more than Carmelo.
I agree with that. I think the Knick fan hates Phil Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, it is brutal, dude. I mean, it's not. This is like, I hate to say it, but they're like in Richie Kotite territory. I mean, that's how bizarre, dysfunctional this
thing
is.
And you got 2 more years
of Phil Jackson. And maybe 2 more of Carmelo Anthony.
No way.
The Knicks picked up Phil Jackson's option.
Yeah.
They had the right to say
no. There is no way.
They don't have the right to do that to Carmelo.
Yeah, look, I don't know if you pay attention to any of this stuff, but your buddy Stephen A. Smith was railing against all this nonsense. And he's right. I mean, once you get through the screaming and all the other nonsense, you know, he's right. He's a basketball guy. He's close to all these guys. There's no way that those two can coexist anymore.
Well, let's find out. What else, Jerry?
And if they do try to coexist,
You got game.
That's to the detriment of the Knick fan who's paying the money to come watch this crap.
There you go.
Rangers Canadiens tonight, game 4, Montreal up 2-1. Maple Leafs beat the Capitals in overtime 4-3 as Toronto came back from 3-1 down for the win. 2-1 series lead there. Predators beat the Blackhawks in overtime 3-2. They trailed 2-0 in the third, came back to win.
How about this now? The Predators and the Maple Leafs are the 8th seeds in the NHL, and both of them, you know, have series leads.
Predators up 3-0.
Two of the best teams in the league with some of the biggest stars in the league. And watching the end of that Maple Leaf game last night, Ovechkin was exhausted. While the 19, 20, and 20-year-old kids for the Maple Leafs are flying up and down the ice. Youth, just like the Yankees, man.
Youth.
Put Ryan Carton on the
youths,
fan.
These
you get all your phone calls coming up, 877-337.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on the fan.
Currently doing better than expected. The other team is not living up to expectations. And that's how that goes. Now, what are you doing?
I don't know. Let's talk about Bon Jovi.
I'm trying to figure out what your thing is with Chris Christie and Bon Jovi.
I don't know.
You have to turn your mic on if you want to talk. It's a radio show.
I can't even see the mic.
Yes. You've taken shots at him ever since you got back.
No, I'm just taking shots.
Almost as if you're insecure about him being here,
no,
which doesn't make any sense
to me. I think he's great. I think he should come here. I think he should work here. I think he should be the man in the afternoon.
I agree.
But I'm just saying, you know, your whole thing with him and, you know, Bon Jovi and Bon Jovi talk on Friday was just...
But again, I'm trying to figure out now crazy. 2 days in a row where that's coming from, other than an insecurity, which you have no reason to be insecure about anything.
I'm not insecure about anything.
So why are you attacking Chris Christie again, second day in a row? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Now you shove M&Ms in your mouth. You've gone on the attack now on a good friend of the show.
I love Chris. I couldn't take it.
But you're going on an attack.
No, I'm not going on an attack.
So you attack for a few reasons. One, no reason at all.
Yeah.
Two, insecurity, which you've no reason to be insecure.
I'm not insecure.
So I'm trying to figure out why the day two attack on Chris Christie.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Who's only done me a favor by coming in here.
I want to talk about John Bon Jovi, that's why.
Right, so you heard 5 minutes of the show in which we talked about Bon Jovi.
Every
and have turned that into a four-hour diatribe.
Can I play a Bon Jovi song, please?
You've heard that for 5 minutes, and suddenly that's 4 hours.
No, actually,
so what is the agenda
I just wanted to put on the mask.
No, there's an agenda. We can get
into it. I saw the mask sitting there. I just wanted to put it on.
Yeah, the mask was there yesterday, too.
It was great. But you were sick, and you ruined my birthday by being sick.
No. All the you said you had a great birthday.
Feel sorry for you.
You got to play hockey last night.
I did.
Right?
Yeah.
You're playing hockey again today, I imagine.
No.
And tomorrow, and we're playing hockey Friday, of course,
at
the
Prudential
Center.
Bill Sims.
What is the commercial for?
I can't tell you just yet.
Well, what do you mean you can't tell me just yet?
I can't tell you.
Was it for a new show? Was
no.
it for a
no.
commercial?
No, it's for a commercial.
So you guys are shooting commercials together?
Yes. Finally, our agent did something.
That'd be nice, right?
Oh, my God, I'm going to get an email now, and it's like you talk about insecurity.
Yes, there's a lot of that going around, apparently.
Yes.
Yes, how's Phil doing?
Phil was great. Actually, he was very upbeat.
He's in good spirits.
I had to spend 5 hours with him yesterday.
That's almost too much Phil Sims, right?
On my birthday?
It's too much.
But they did bring me two birthday cakes yesterday. That was nice.
They all both Fudgy the Whale cakes?
Oh, my God. No, they brought me a...
Who's they, by the way?
The people that were putting the commercial together
right.
and everything. And we'll announce what we're doing here in a few weeks, but it's good.
So there's going to be an announcement that you and Phil are doing something together.
Yes.
But it's not the radio. It's
no,
a commercial.
No, it's a commercial.
It's a commercial. Is it? Are they bringing back the Wiz?
No, you guys
are doing commercials.
No.
Electronics
not the Wiz. No.
They're not.
No. That was the last time we actually did a commercial together, other than doing like Inside the NFL.
See that?
Yeah. So
but Phil's
good.
In good spirits.
He was great. He was your typical, you know, Phil Sims yesterday, just curmudgeonly and funny and. Aggressive and just the whole abrasiveness. You know, Phil.
Did he tell you his plans for the fall yet? Or no?
I know what the plans are.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, look at that. Phil's going to be happy with the plans or not?
I hope he is. I would think that he is.
All right. Well, there you go.
All I can tell you is this. From what I understand.
It's all good?
It is. Yeah, I mean, for him, I think it's going to be great.
All right, so there you go. So everything worked out for the better.
I hope so.
You know, I
like it when people are happy.
Yes, people should be happy. What is it, Al?
In the commercial, does he joke reference the Tony Romo thing?
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's obviously still very sensitive.
Well, I mean, you know, Tony Romo's a Cowboy quarterback or a former Cowboy quarterback. He's a
right.
former Giant quarterback. Those things don't go over all that well.
So we
that.
Do not reference it in the commercial?
No.
Do you think at some point it will get referenced?
No, I don't think so.
Would Phil ever agree to do like a mockumentary on it?
You know what? At the end of the day, you all got to just take stock of where you are in your life. And, you know, sometimes you got to laugh at yourself and sometimes you got to cry. And it's the highs, it's the lows, it's all good. One story's bad, the next story's great. I mean, that's just the way life is.
And as long as somebody willing to pay you to do what you do, it's all good.
Look, here's the thing. He's great at what he does. He loves the sport. He eats, sleeps, and drinks football. Too much to my eyes. It's almost like he's an alcoholic with football.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's an addict.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane.
He's going to the NFL Network.
I'm not. I can't divulge what I think is going to happen.
Got it. Here's Mark in South River on the fan. Mark, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Boomer Craig. Hey, Boomer, happy belated birthday.
Thank
buddy.
You, Mark. I appreciate that. What's happening?
Hey, listen. Before I make my baseball point, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. It's unwatchable.
Yep.
End of story.
Thank
Carmelo
you.
Has to go.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Listen, as far as baseball goes. I've been hearing about the Mets for 6 months from you guys. How the pitching so great. Now let's talk a little bit about the Yankees.
All right, let me ask you a question, Mark. When did you turn your radio on this morning?
I turned it on at about 6:45.
All right, so from about 6:05 to 7 o'clock, all we've been talking about is this great Yankee run that they're on. I know,
really?
You missed it. We've been talking for about an hour. Even yours truly, a Met fan, is saying this is they are in unprecedented territory. The reason I love what they are doing right now is because it reminds me a lot of what's going on in my favorite sport, the NHL hockey. Young guys that don't realize what they're doing and having a lot of success at it. And there's so much energy around the team right now because of that youth. I think it's great.
And there's no pressure. There's no pressure on these kids. No pressure. That's why they're winning. There's a lot of pressure on the Mets pitching staff, though. That's the problem.
Well, the Mets pitching staff is adding up, though. The Mets, you see, and here's the problem with the Mets. The young guys are doing what they're supposed to do. It's the old guys who are not getting on base. The Jose Reyeses of the world.
And the bullpen's let them down, too.
And the Curtis Grandisons of the world are basically, you know, have anemic batting averages.
Grandison does the same thing every year, though. He's always 2-for-30.
Seems like it, which is why you don't worry as much about him as you do Jose Reyes.
I remember we had
neither one of them guys are any good.
Didn't we have him in here like 3 years ago at the beginning of the season? He had like one hit, yeah. Like 970 at-bats.
And the thing you love about him is that he goes out there every single day. And he tries.
But he was very matter-of-fact about it as well.
Yeah, he goes, look, at some point I'm going to hit the ball. Like a guy batting .500 right now.
And then in August and September, I think that was the year they went to the World Series. And all of a sudden, you know, in August and September, he got hot.
Yeah, Ron Darling once had that comment I just tried to say, but I said it wrong, which is you take a guy that over, let's say, 20 games is batting .500, right? That same guy over another 20-game stretch is going to bat .200, right?
Yeah.
Or less.
It's amazing how hard it is.
To do it every single day.
Isn't it amazing how hard it is?
Well, it's amazing because it's boring, number one. You need the different pitchers, different settings. If you're not concentrating 100%, you got no chance.
I think when I was the Carl Yastrzemski Award winner, I think I batted like .500 or something. But I was only in like 32 games.
Yeah, but you're also 6'4", and you're pitching, you know, hitting against little guys, you know.
What do you mean hitting his little?
I mean, let's be honest.
You tell me Marcus Stroman's a little guy? I mean, that guy could bring
you were
the
playing
heat,
against
bro.
Marcus Stroman.
I know, but we play against guys just like that.
Is that right?
Yeah, Long Island's got a lot of good baseball players.
I mean, high school baseball for a great athlete is not all that hard.
You know,
to
stop.
Be fair.
I mean, come on. You know.
No, you're look, a world class athlete.
You're over there working on your triangle and everything.
Right.
I mean, you can't say that. Do I ever say that, like, practicing the drums or practicing your marching in some way, shape, or form is easy for somebody? It's not.
No, you mock it as you should.
No, I don't mock it. You have, to be committed to it, and you got to say, I want to be the best triangle player there is. Either you are or you aren't. And if you are, that means you've put in the work.
That's correct.
And part of the fun is seeing what you've worked at all your life and bringing it to the forefront and being great at it.
Yes, when you were 17, you hadn't worked on it.
I don't care if it's your Daniel Murphy, who now is finding his way as a hitter,
right?
After all those years of hard work, and then by the way, and to Kevin Long, you know, I mean,
killing
Yeah, Kevin Long as a batting instructor. When you talk to these other players that have had him as a batting instructor,
they rave about him.
They rave about him,
right?
And that's exactly what Daniel Murphy is.
But let's not point. I mean, you played in the NFL. You were an NFL MVP.
Yeah, but at that point,
why
I wasn't.
Why you go back to your high school baseball days?
Well, because I played baseball.
I know, and you won the Carl Yastrzemski Award.
Yeah, I just thought
you were a great athlete playing against average athletes.
Exactly. Well, I don't know average.
Yeah,
athletes,
average.
I mean,
what did
you call
expect?
Neil Heaton an average athlete?
I don't know who Neil Heaton is. But the average.
You don't know who Neil Heaton is?
No, the average.
What is wrong with you?
The average guy that pitched against you,
Al, you
was
wanna,
an average athlete.
Why don't you Google Neil Heaton and find out who he is?
What, do you go to Wes Islip?
You went to Sachem.
See?
Is he Neil?
Keep it on and I don't care.
Thank you, Eddie.
With an N-E-L or an
N-E-A-L?
Oh, so it's already fugazi.
Neil Heaton.
Heaton.
Baseball reference.
Yeah.
I've heard of Buster Keaton.
He was a left-handed pitcher who played for the Indians, Twins, Expos, Pirates, Royals, Brewers, Yankees.
Couldn't latch on to one team,
nope,
huh?
Nope, not so.
See that?
He latched on more teams than you did, I can tell you that.
Yes, I'm not a professional
just
athlete.
But just by one, the first day he signed his contract.
Yes, again, just
but
so
But I'm saying he's a local
just so
kid.
We're clear.
He was my age.
I'm not a professional athlete. Never have been. Well, there's some, you know, Hooters girls that think I might have been.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But outside of that, yeah, I've never actually been a professional athlete.
Your Yoo-Hoo soccer trophy and said this is your minor league MVP trophy.
You do what you got to do.
I understand. At that point in your life, I guess I get it.
Here is Sal in Staten Island on the fan. Salvatore.
Hello.
Sally Botts, what's happening, bro?
Hey, Puma, happy belated birthday.
Yeah, Frankie, thank you very much.
By the way, if I just want to say one thing about that.
Don't say anything. Don't just keep your mouth
yesterday
shut.
Yesterday was Boomer's birthday. He's 56 years old.
You were ill.
It's enough.
You were ill.
It's enough with the happy birthday.
Stop. No, it's not.
He's a grown man.
I mean, you left here yesterday all sick and everything, trying to look for the sympathy vote on my birthday.
Hey, Boomer, I saw you yesterday. Buzzer Network.
Yes.
1994, Family Feud.
Nice. Nice.
Apparently, that's getting a lot of play these days.
Yeah, you know what? I wonder if I get residuals for that.
I don't know. I doubt it.
I wonder.
You know, I don't think I'm getting residuals for that. I don't like that.
Now, did you stay with it and watch the entire episode?
No, I was clicking back and forth to that in the Yankee batting practice.
Did you see me in the final survey?
No, I unfortunately missed
it. I was a Long Islander. I killed those final surveys. You know, just being from Long Island, you know what's going on. You just kind of have a sense of what's happening.
Did you get over 100 points?
Yes, of course.
Because you got to get like 200 to
every
win
every time,
right?
I was in final, whatever they call
you did
that.
The job.
Oh yeah, and I was the second guy that went.
So you had to match answers.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Al, see if you can find me Boomer Esiason Family Feud.
Let's go to Anthony in St. James. Anthony, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Boomer? Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony. What's going on?
I want to know how Carton could be a New York radio host and not know who Neil Heaton is.
Who's Neil Heaton?
I mean, what do you mean who Neil Heaton is? First of all, if you really want, he's the one that gave pitching lessons to Matt since he's like 9 years old.
That's right.
And most of all your Long Island top pitching prospects have gone through Neil Heaton.
Right, and Paul Gibson too, I believe, right?
Yeah, mostly Neil Heaton.
But both those guys really have come back and have taken their craft and applied it to a lot of the young kids here in Long Island.
And Boomer, can I say one thing about the Chris Christie thing with Carton?
Yeah, go ahead.
Carton, you go way overboard kissing up to Chris Christie.
Kiss up to him?
Oh, come on. It's like
They're buddies. They're buddies. You know, they're buddies.
He's one of my best friends for almost 20
years.
They're
really good buddies. Yeah. I just have fun at Chris's expense. They're great together.
He's a governor, not a sports radio host.
Well, he will be a sports radio host.
He will be at some point if he wants to be.
If he's not in some way, shape, or form after his governorship's over, involved in Trump's administration somehow.
Right, which is highly unlikely, I would think.
Why?
Because I think at some point, once you're able to earn a living at the level you want to earn a living at, you don't go back into politics. You stay out of politics.
I think the greatest thing about Chris Christie, he just doesn't care.
Right.
He doesn't care, and that's why he's a good – well, some people say he's a good politician.
Some people don't like him. That's fine.
All I know is that New Jersey is freaking under construction all over the place.
It's like what we do here. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
But you
show up for work every day and you do it.
I love it.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
I want him to hear exactly what people can receive in return for their $20 donation to come and watch us play hockey, support Mikey Strong, and the Christopher and Dana Vereen Foundation.
Yes, you get a voucher for 2 New York Yankee tickets.
You hear that?
You get vouchers for 2 New Jersey Devils tickets as well.
It's 2 tickets?
That's what I was told yesterday,
all right, so
yes.
It's 2 Devil tickets and 2 Yankee tickets
that
for every ticket that you buy.
Bingo.
For $20.
Right.
For $20.
So you're going to get to 3 events.
So you have
the
Yankees, and of course the Devils are going overboard to make this thing a huge, huge success. They're opening the building at their cost.
Yep.
They're going to treat us like, you know, we're pro hockey players. We got a lot of great players coming to play in this game, including the great Ty Domi, Rick DiPietro, of course, Brad Richards, Alexei Kovalev, Tom Laidlaw, who's really becoming a pain in the ass. And then, of course, your Devils team with Bryce Salvador, and you have, I have Kenny Danico, right?
Colin White.
Oh, my God.
I have Bruce Driver, Bryce Salvador.
Some guy by the name of Eliash.
Patrick Eliash. Yeah. Amazingly,
Eliash just came off the ice. I mean, he's just retiring.
I don't have Alexei Kovalev.
Well, he's not a devil.
It's interesting how that happened.
He's not a devil.
I got Grant Marshall.
Yeah, there's Plansker. Plansker's going to be there.
Shelley Picard. I got a lot. John McClain.
Oh, my
Will
God.
Will Reeve, of course.
Yep.
I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go.
John McClain?
Yes.
He's playing?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Locked, loaded,
well,
ready to go.
I got Marty Reisner, right? You got Aaron Asham. Is he on your team?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Yeah, we'll see.
You and I will make a side wager later this week.
Side wager?
Oh, there's always a side wager.
Okay.
Goal scored by you, that kind of thing.
I had like 7 last year.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did
not. Yes, I did.
Was it more than five, Craig?
It was at least five.
No, it's not. Hmm. We can go back and check it.
It was at least five.
You did not have
five. How many
five
goals did you give up in that game?
What was the final score of that game?
Like maybe 17 to 10 or something like that?
10-7?
Something like that.
You're saying 17?
Something like that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the guys have it. What was the final score of the game? I don't remember. I know that my defense was brutal.
Right.
Oh, that included Bryce Salvador. It included, I think, Colin White was on your team last year.
Bryce Salvador.
Right. Sure those guys would love to hear that right now. I'm
my
sure
defense
that
let me
really...
down last year. I mean, it is what it is. The tape speaks for itself. That's all. And this year, I'm gonna. I've planned a fantastic pregame speech to the guys. So I'm pumped for that.
Nice.
Anyhow, get your tickets now.
I'm just trying to think whether I'm still trying to have a hard time. I'm figuring like who would I fit in between better. And I'm thinking I should probably play left wing and let Brad Richards play center and Alexei Kovalev play right wing. That's what I'm thinking.
It's funny how you got Alexei Kovalev.
Or I play center for Ty Domi and Kevin Westgarth and come right after you and get busy right in front of the net.
It is interesting that I told you Kovalev had to be on my team. Right. It's not.
No, listen. Alexei sent me an email, not you.
No.
And by the way, it's like broken English.
You want to trade him?
No, I don't. But I'm going to have to be able to communicate with him.
Plus, there's some great experiences that you can buy for the game as well. For your kids, just go again to NewJerseyDevils.com.
It's Friday night. It's going to be a great night. I don't care what anybody says. You know what else is going to be a great night tonight in MSG? Why? Because the Rangers are going to let loose, man. Just relax. I'm past the last two games. It's time to look forward now. We buried the hatchet, and it's time to come out and start skating tonight.
Yankees
let it loose, baby. Let's go.
Jerry's got the update. Hi, Jerry.
Morning brought to you by Taco Bell and brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit BruniandCampisi.com. And indeed, Craig, your Yankees have won eight in a row as last night they hit two big home runs along the way.
3-1. Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
No.
Aaron Judge. He is judge and jury. It's a two-run home run to left center. Oh, it's Judgment Day. And the Yankees now take a 7-0 lead. And, man, wow. When he hits them, they stay hit.
How about this kid, man?
John Sterling.
I mean, he's got four runs, 11 RBIs right now. He's only batting .275, but... Yeah, God,
they
have
exactly, five guys over 6'5 on this roster.
He's exactly what the Yankees expected, right?
So far, yeah, and he's not striking out a whole lot like last year.
Almost 400 right now. I'm happy for him.
Chase Headley, an RBI double yesterday. Yep, that's exactly right. 7-4 was the final as the Yankees come up with their eighth straight win. Judge says, you know what? Forget about my home run. Did you see the holiday home run?
Well, that was incredible. You know, he probably ruined some family's day. You know, they probably got some nachos. He probably just hit that ball so hard, it probably knocked him out of their hands.
It was. It went into the bleachers in left field. It was a moonshot off of Derek Holland there.
It was almost like a line drive. You thought that was a moonshot, huh?
I did. I thought it was just a... awesome.
I thought it was
blast
like
a
kind
home
of like
run.
A straight.
It's like a missile.
Like a missile. Yeah, more like a missile.
It's more like a missile.
A moon missile.
No, just a missile.
To the moon.
Missile.
A missile. To the moon.
Maybe it's one of those like 53 tomahawks.
Now, I hate to do this because, I mean, you're going to get Oliver Cespedes. That's fine. But he had an infield single. Not bad for a guy who's 6'6", 6'7", drove in a run as he was legging it down the line. So Meredith asked him about it after a run. Yes.
Is it at all satisfying for you when you can show off your speed a little bit and beat one down the line?
You know, I was just thinking about getting Headley in.
And he got Headley in as he beat it down the line. That's exactly right.
Is it satisfying for you to show off your speed?
Like big balloons in the S booth?
All right. Because you think he's just this big, powerful guy, and then he got out of the box quickly, and he beat it down the line. That's
you know
pretty
what that
good.
Is? That's a guy. That's a young guy busting it.
That's
trying
exactly
to impress
what that was.
The coaches and everybody else, and they're like, you know, this is awesome. And that's the nice thing about having young guys, because they don't understand. They're not negatively impacted yet.
Correct.
By being, you know, tenure and MF players. Right, exactly. Because guys like him, if he were in the Met dugout and
here
he saw,
go.
You know,
you stop.
Cespedes,
you gotta
stop
with this.
Line,
you really have right. to stop with this.
Why?
Why do you hate Cespedes so much?
I don't hate him.
No,
just,
you do.
I want him to be great.
The
and
guy
I want
has
him
a
to
chance
be
to be one of the best players the Mets have ever seen.
I want him to respect the game, and I want him to respect the uniform, and I want him to respect the fans that buy the tickets.
You make
to come
it
and
sound
him.
Like every major league player is 100% down the line in every
not,
batted ball.
Did
Matt Holliday busted down the line when
I
he grounded out yesterday?
I don't know
in the first inning.
Not
really.
I'm just saying there's a habitual problem with Yoannis Cespedes doing that.
It's a habitual problem with most major leaguers.
Loafing,
and you continue. continue to single out the guy that is going to carry the Mets to the postseason like he has in the past.
Also the highest paid Met.
Well, you always have to respect what Boomer's saying. He treats Cespedes the way he treats Carmelo Anthony. Expectations. You're the best player on the team.
You're the best player on the team. Act like it. Not just in the batter's box.
He acts like it in the field, too.
You have to carry yourself a certain way. If you want to be totally respected.
Again.
Who is like, give me some totally respected athletes around here. I don't know. Derek Jeter. Was he totally respected?
Yes, he was.
Well, did you ever see him dog it?
Are you going to tell me there were times Derek Jeter did not bust it down the line on a ground ball? Yes, there were. 100% there were.
Has he ever thought about a guy? I mean, why is there so much discussion about...
How about we ask the guys in the locker room what they think of Cespedes? You're making it sound like they don't respect him. That couldn't be further from the truth.
Because he can do something a lot of them can't do. He's just naturally great.
You know, Jerry, you surprise me, man.
Why is that?
Because I always think of you when you come in here and do your updates and you prepare for your updates on 10-10 wins and you're the voice of, you know, get out of your stay vacations or whatever the hell that is. The bottom line is you actually show professionalism, that you come in here and you are ready to go and you're ramped up and you have all your stuff ready to go. And if you weren't, I'd call your ass out too.
And you always do.
But you don't. I don't have to. In other words, you come in professionally prepared and you're ready to roll.
And you actually, I just don't understand where you keep
attacking this guy. And I don't think you ever leave. I don't think you've ever left this studio
feeling good about yourself
at all, ever.
Oh, feeling sick.
I know when you've been sick and under the weather.
You have never left. I don't think I have left. I've called out once. I don't think I've ever left.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Or I could have vomited on you. Your choice. How do you want it?
That's like the third time you've left, by the way.
Second. In 10 years.
Al said it was your third time.
That I've left the show? Twice. And I missed one
other
show. I
think Eddie would know more than Al, no?
I missed three shows.
I think actually leaving the show after giving it a try?
Twice.
I think it's twice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
That was nice. You've missed other days. But...
Just saying that right
Jesus in. Christ. I mean, for 10 years. I've missed a day and a half for being sick in 10 years.
But... To go back to the whole Cespedes thing, look, the guy's a great baseball player. I'm not saying he's not. He's a 5-tool player. I'm just saying respect the game, respect the fans, respect the uniform. And you know what? If Aaron Judge were in that locker room and he watched Cespedes dog it.
He might say something.
He might end up dogging it himself. I mean, if it's okay for him, it's okay for everybody else. I'm just saying, like, do you think Russell Westbrook dogs it on the court?
I don't watch him every night to know if he does or he doesn't.
You know full well they don't.
They don't.
I don't know that they don't take a playoff here and there, and neither do anybody. Unless you watch him every night, you don't know that.
He doesn't slide. He doesn't, you know, come on, man. You know, let's go to Dougie in Morganville. Dougie, you're on the fan. What's happening, brother?
Hey, Boomer, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Listen, I totally agree with you with this Cespedes.
Oh, thanks.
He's hard to watch, man. Last week, he didn't slide at home base.
Why don't we trade him?
He was out on the field.
Let's get rid of him.
Hey, hold on a second. At some point, you know.
I mean, come on, guys.
We have to get back to being bright. I mean, the guy hits 5 home runs in 2 games. You guys were, you know, on your knees in front of him, servicing him. And all of a sudden, you know, they lose three games in a row. And all of a sudden, the guy's a loser.
Somebody on Twitter says, oh, yeah, Boomer said he didn't want Cespedes. I never said that. I never said I didn't want Cespedes. What I want from Cespedes is I want 100% effort all the time. I just want him to be the greatest player that he can be. I want him to be, you know, what he should be at the money that he's making.
Right, every day
of
the week.
Every day of the week. That's all I'm asking. That's all I would ever ask from Carmelo. Just play defense when you're supposed to play defense. If you can't figure out how to freaking switch on defense, then don't even put the uniform on. It's a joke.
I get it.
About effort, man. Okay. That's all I'm saying. It's about effort. And especially, God almighty, with the money these guys are making, they should give you effort. They're playing a baseball game.
But a week ago, everyone was in love with Cespedes.
I'm not saying I'm not in love with him. I'm not saying that I don't think he's a great player. I'm just saying he is a dog at times.
Yes.
And they could, you know, Terry Collins, I know it's 162 games. They got to show up every day with him. I understand you got to manage egos. And as Phil and I were talking about yesterday, Parcells was probably the best ever at that.
Right.
Just managing
egos. Because he was the biggest ego in the room.
Well, or Torrey doing it with the Yankees in the 90s. You know, just dealing with the A-Rods of the worlds and all the mercurial personalities that were mixed into that locker room and all this other crap. I mean, I understand that the coaches can't always be on these guys. But somebody's got to, like, I'd take a video of Cespedes. I'd put it on a disc and I'd put it in his locker. And say, take a look at this.
Right.
Aren't you embarrassed by this?
And then you get fired.
And he'd probably be like, I don't care. Because he doesn't.
What else, Jerry?
What else? Well, that dog Cespedes and the Mets take on the Phillies tonight. Zach Wheeler takes on Zach Eflin, which Al's wondering if there's ever been a Zach versus a Zach on the mound in the history of baseball, and there has been. We figured that out this morning, so that's excited.
Boomer just like torched earth policy right now. Tag everybody.
Scorched.
Earth. Whatever. Scorched, torched.
Maybe
difference.
The Rangers won't go down 3-1.
No, maybe they will.
Maybe they will. You know that would really suck.
I got attitude
suck,
and I'm
huh?
bringing it to the Garden tonight.
Oh, great. That
too bad you're not
as soon as you're down 1-0, the place would be a morgue.
Cavaliers beat the Pacers 1-17.
3-0, the place would be half empty.
That ain't going to happen.
1-11,
man.
Cleveland up 2-0.
Hockey's not for the faint of heart. You know what I'm
Spurs
saying?
Spurs like, over the Grizzlies 96-82.
There's nobody dogging.
Kawhi Leonard 37. Raptors, Bucks tonight. Isaiah Thomas will play again tonight. Celtics and Bulls in game two there. And the Clippers take on the Jazz tonight. Rangers, Canadians game four. And just quickly, Predators beat the Blackhawks in overtime 3-2. Senators over the Bruins in overtime 4-3. Ducks beat the Flames in overtime 5-4, so a lot of good games last night. Did I mention also the Senators beat, I did say this, I missed
the
one.
Leafs, the Leafs.
The Maple Capitals. Leafs, Capitals 4-3 in a game. They were down 3-1, so good for them.
To a better
They're
bunch
up
of guys.
2-1. Tyler Bozak with the game winner in that game. And so there you go.
All right, thank you, Jerry, and I'm sorry for the attack that you just had.
No, no, it's all good. I am not making excuses.
How about if your kids, like in your little league team, decided to dog it down to first
what
base.
I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Dad, that's what Cespedes does. It's okay because he does it. By the way, it's okay that
did Mike
Odell
Piazza.
Jr.
Hold
does,
on a second. Did okay Mike Piazza run out every ground ball? How about Ronald Torres on Saturday with a pop up that should have been on third base?
Dog.
He was just
dog.
Stop,
it's a disgrace.
Will you stop? You Mickey Mantle run every ground ball out.
I don't know. I wasn't around for those games.
Here's
I'm
the
not
answer.
Sure.
No.
And
they
you know,
didn't.
Mickey Mantle
and neither did Derek Jeter.
A-Rod
didn't. None of these guys A-Rod do 100% of the time. Do you like Cespedes when
back
he throws
to the
out
man, and how
Marcelo Ozuna at
the game
home on Sunday? That's
Paul
good.
Out right field,
but God forbid we dog it down the line
in
a routine ground ball.
Series championship and God thank
Almighty.
God he set the tone.
Wake up.
It's not a freaking
you take the good with the bad.
It's a professional baseball game.
You take them both and there you have the facts of life.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus.
God,
F you.
No, no, I didn't say that. Daddy, Cespedes doesn't
you, sir, die.
Addie, stop that.
Yes. I didn't say that. This wonderful portion of the report has been brought to you by Taco Bell Breakfast Crunch Wraps, loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a damn good one, and full hash brown. So if you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast. The hump and get out. We could all use some Taco Bell.
Let me ask
in our
you a question.
Right,
you know, it's not like that I don't apply this to you guys. I apply the same.
Well, how about when you're yawning on the air?
Come on, Jerry. I get through it all the time, so it's all right.
But you get, you know, and Cespedes got through that game.
Do I not hold you accountable on the softball field? What do I say when we run off the field and run on the field?
That's what you say: run on the field, run off the field.
Losers right. walk.
That's losers right. walk, and I run.
Be a champion.
I'm a champion.
Look good in your uniform. Show some.
You've ignored
some
Jerry's. Yawning.
I'm just. Well, I mean,
standpoint.
I'm not worried about what Jerry said.
Yeah,
it's,
no,
it's not what I said.
You
it's very disappointing because we're really finding out about you know
what
you're willing to withstand.
Good thing. You know what, Boomer? Trade him.
Trade
him for a bag of balls because he's a piece of garbage that doesn't hustle.
I don't want to trade him.
Get rid of him. He sucks.
I want him.
Cespedes sucks.
I didn't say that.
Get rid of him.
I didn't say that.
Why
are you saying that I said that? I didn't say that. I just said he dogs it at times, and I think it's a bad look.
It's terrible.
I think he should be, as a $25 million a year player, he should act the part.
Why should it matter if it's
$25
million or $2,000?
You should have the
fortitude to run.
Mike Trout.
And I'm sure there are ground balls Mike Trout does not run out.
Not Mike Trout.
No, no. Because you watch him, what, 162 times? Times a year,
I would tell you that Bryce Harper dogged
it
last year, and I got all over Bryce Harper.
Yes, he does.
And you want
they
to know something?
All do.
Not this year.
They all do at times.
Well, if you want to be accepting, Jerry, that's fine.
Oh,
I'm just
for
not
God's
accepting.
Sakes. Wake up! Come on.
Have a heart attack and die.
No, stop that.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate
no,
it.
No, F you.
No, no,
that,
and not
nice
F you,
too, Jerry.
And don't have a heart attack.
You just
attack
had a
and
birthday.
Die.
You want to die? That's not nice.
No, no, I don't.
But I will say that Jerry stepped up in your place yesterday. Did a great job in the big seat. Thank you, Jerry. And see, that's a
that's
guy.
That's your way of turning it around?
That, no. That's a five-tool player right there. He can go from updates to host like that. And he has a podcast. And he does the pregame show. And he does Rutgers.
He
brought
up something
interesting
now.
And he does wins. I mean, the guy is amazing.
He's harboring resentment at your yawning. So that
I'm
makes
not
me
harboring
think,
resentment.
What other resentment are you harboring?
To be quite fair, Eddie put that in my ear.
By the only time I yawn is during your updates.
Okay. Great. Matter of fact, it was actually while you were starting the show, and I wasn't sitting here, just for the record. I think you were bored with yourself.
Harboring.
No,
Boomer and Carton on the Fan. You guys good? You done?
I'm good.
F you.
Boom, you good? You done?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You and Jerry all right?
I'm speaking of yawning, by the way, at 7:48 in the morning.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on the Fan.
Here's Falcon and Crown Heights on the Fan. Falcon, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Craigie. I got a little bone with you.
Yeah.
Okay, you were complaining about Syndergaard's blister, right?
Yep.
How soft he was, right?
Well, I don't think he said how soft he was, but he was kind of intimating that, yeah.
But how he couldn't pitch through that.
Yeah.
And Steve Matz, you're always complaining about him, right?
Yeah, with his elbow.
I'm not complaining much about Steve Matz. I feel bad for Steve Matz. He has serious arm issues.
You are the softest guy on the show.
Yes.
You get a little tummy ache. I got to go home. You're always getting a little sickness here. You go out, you hurt your arm. You are a wimp, okay? Second of all, your bits are sometimes funny. You ever go to a concert and you hear a drum solo?
Yes.
And the first few licks are cool, and then the guy keeps going and going.
Yes.
And
enough,
going
enough already, stock. Yeah.
That's what you do with your bits.
That's what I do.
Boomer, I got to get on you.
Oh, nice.
Stop force feeding us hockey, okay? You know what? I don't watch hockey.
I don't care what you watch. If you don't like it, too bad. You're missing it. You know why? Because it's a great sport, and it's intense, and it's played by guys who actually give a crap.
I watch playoff hockey.
All right, well, there you go.
I'm not a Houston fan, but playoff hockey is awesome. It's incredible.
Did you give yourself the name Falcon, or was that your birth name?
That's my first name, Leon Falcon.
Really? Yeah. Falcon is your first name?
Middle name.
No, it's my last name.
It's your last name.
And he goes by Falcon. Yeah.
Well, you don't like your first name?
Yeah, my first name's Leon.
Got it. Why don't you use the name Leon?
Because Falcon is cooler.
Got it. So you don't. So you have you don't like yourself, is what you're saying.
No, I love myself.
No, like you have an issue with you.
Actually, the first guy that I've ever met with the first name that ends in an O-N and the last name ends in an O-N.
Leon Falcon. That's a great name. It's a masculine name. I like
that
name.
It's a
good name. It is. Leon is Lion, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but you're ashamed of your first name. Why is that?
I don't think it's a cool name. I think Falcon.
Yeah, but you're 70 years old. Who cares about being cool?
I always care about being cool.
He's a cool guy,
right,
man.
So
I
never stop. Hey, when that stops, you might as well hang it up.
So you're the coolest guy in Crown Heights, right?
No, not at all. Hell no. I'm one of the cool guys of Crown Heights. Say that.
All right. And if I went into Crown Heights and said, yo, who knows Falcon? Would anybody say I do?
It depends on what part of Crown Heights you're in.
Is there a part of Crown Heights where the answer would be yes?
Yes.
The OTB.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I appreciate the criticism of our show.
Hey, by the way, can I have some Yankee tickets?
Oh, yeah, let me just give you front row seats right away.
You get some Yankee tickets. Buy a ticket to the Mikey Strong game and get yourself two tickets.
Yeah, $20. You get two free Yankees tickets and two Devils tickets.
It's unbelievable. What a bargain.
There you go.
They're freaking bargain.
10 years later, the guy's got fair criticisms of the show. Right?
But he listens.
But he does listen. Leon Falcon.
Oh.
That's like a strong masculine name.
From Crown Heights.
You know, where are you from, Leon? Crown Heights.
Oh, yeah.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Why'd you stick them in Jerry's eyes?
Why would you stick needles in Jerry's eyes? You're so angry.
Now, what does this do? I'm just distressed over the fact that you don't understand what I'm saying about you and Acespis. That's the thing that I'm distressed
over.
Like, you're fighting
me
every step of the way when all I'm asking a guy to do is just hustle and earn his paycheck and wear the uniform proudly and represent the fans, the fan base, the city of New York with the way that he should. That's all.
Poor Jerry.
And Jerry's like, when he hits the home runs, it doesn't matter.
And then we'll stab Boomer with some needles.
Jerry, see that sweatshirt you're wearing right there, that pullover?
Yes.
What's it say on your right chest?
You cannot fail.
And what's that's the story of?
I believe it's the story of Jerry Cahill.
Oh, who's Jerry Cahill?
Are we going to do this now? Well, now you're going to make me feel bad.
No, it's not fair for Boomer to do
that. Well, he's a 60-year-old double lung transplant and does not take any single day for granted and has to fight every single day to stay alive.
Right.
You know, because a double lung transplant is not a panacea. I mean, there's all sorts of crap that comes along with it when you're dealing with anti-rejection
drugs. It's a real lousy comparison.
No, it's not. You know why? Because the guy is still coaching. The guy is still pole vaulting. The guy's 60 years old and he's living with a double lung transplant.
And how about...
And when you wear that shirt to work, York you wear proudly, do you not?
Of course I do.
And how and about the reason wounded you do, warriors? Why? Because you respect them. Right. Yeah, the wounded warriors too. Yeah.
How about us fat bastards that can't get ourselves in the gym because we're too lazy, but you got wounded warriors that are missing, you know, limbs, and
yes,
yet they're working their
exactly.
ass off.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
agree.
Exactly. I'm just going down that same. I'm going down that same line. You know, look, Al threw a softball at a wounded warrior.
He threw it at him.
Well, he hit him like three times.
He was trying to throw a strike.
And that's when you had the meltdown on the mound.
Leg.
You couldn't handle yourself.
In fairness, I treat them like everyone else. I bean them with the softball.
You're right.
But you're making a terrible comparison, Boomer.
No, I'm not. What I'm pointing out is, this is why people get disgusted with guys that are making so much money that just half-ass it from time to
yes.
time.
You should apologize to
no,
Jerry.
No, I'm not apologizing to Jerry.
No,
and the
you
reason
should.
I'm not going to is because I know who Jerry is in his soul. And
is that
want,
right?
And I want him to know himself who he is.
What are you, Oprah? I mean, you're crazy.
No,
I don't know what happened. Did you take stock? Is 56 a problem for you?
No, it's not.
It shouldn't be. It's just a number.
It's not.
Is it because you're LT now? Is that what it is?
LT, what does that mean?
I'm just saying, you're 56, you're closer to 60.
Oh,
you
I get, see.
Maybe you're having some type of life epiphany. You've been crazy.
You know, I had the most
maybe
testosterone, you idiots, when we did the testosterone test around here.
Like, I want that recheck.
That test was bogus anyway.
No, it wasn't bogus.
She had some quack in the back room shaking
quack
things and
nothing.
Stirring things.
Quack nothing. Quack this, shake
yeah.
that. I
yeah,
don't care.
Because I'm going to give blood to a guy who wears a fake lab coat in Al's office.
Jerry,
that test
deal.
Is real.
Jerry.
That test was not
just,
real.
I just want to say this. You know,
that phlebotomist, I mean, please.
You know, you scared Jerry to go to the doctor. You thought he was dying because the guy said he had negative testosterone.
Oh, he did.
Jerry,
I got the hairiest bag in town. He's got more testosterone than a monkey. What are you talking about?
Jerry, I have nothing
can
but
I read
respect.
Moment of the day now? Go ahead.
I have nothing but respect and love for you.
Right.
And that's
you
why I think
weird
when you
way
go
of
down,
it.
No, when you go down that road and fighting me every step of the way about cespedes, then I have to kind of
suck it, Jerry.
Yes. That's all.
I just thought he was
be great, want to be great, act great, do things great,
does.
And become great.
I think he does.
And own it. Own everything that you do.
I don't know that he doesn't.
What are we, making speeches now all day?
Oh, that's Gunner's website. Own it.
Oh, there you go. What are we, putting things on rocks like it's the back
yeah,
of
why
Sky
not?
Mall?
Yeah, yeah.
You've dropped 9 different sayings for rocks in the last 4 minutes.
I'm a rock sayer.
What's going on?
Nothing.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't think
talk.
It's a midlife crisis. I think he's okay.
I don't think
this is all about game four and trying to get himself all pumped up.
I agree with Eddie. You're trying right now to pump yourself up for a game that's 8 hours away.
I am already ready to go. You have no idea. I put yesterday or 2 days behind me.
No, you didn't.
I put the 17-second loss behind me.
No, you didn't.
The whole thing's behind me. Now I'm ready to go.
He's all revved up, and then tomorrow morning.
Well, tomorrow morning is going to be.
That's
I may call it sick again tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
If they lose, listen, you got your hockey talk yesterday. It's enough. 300,000 people nationwide watch hockey on NBC this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, because those people love the sport, love the players who play the sport, and get every
that's
dollar's
nationwide.
Worth of watching the sport.
You know how embarrassing that is?
That's why. Overtime games, guys taking pucks to the face and staying on the ice, blocking pucks.
Nobody saw
taking
it.
Taking sticks to the face, staying on the ice, redemption.
Let me ask you one honest question.
Fighting.
If Chris Kreider plays like crap, but no one sees it, did he really play like crap?
That's nice.
You know, the fans see it. And it's not that he's playing like crap, and he's had his best year as a Ranger. He just needs to be more involved. He's got to get engaged. He's got to be, like, you know, he's a runaway bull, man. It can't be stopped.
You prefaced that by saying, let me ask you a serious question.
Yeah.
And you answer him.
That's
yeah.
right.
That was a snarky question.
No, I'm serious. I mean, no one watches. I don't know why they don't watch,
you know
but they don't watch.
You know
I don't,
he's
I don't
Mr.
get it either.
Snark faced Narpian.
What do you have? Like 900 people in New York watched the game on NBC this year. It's
you know
nice.
What? I'll tell you what. They'll
those
be there
900
tonight,
people
and they'll be
it.
Ready to rock and roll tonight.
Yes, they will. The fans are great. Let's hope they don't give up a goal early. Place to be like a library.
Might be.
You know, you just got to fight your ass off. That's all there is to it. There's this,
Jerry's here.
No
he's got an update.
One
we're brought
shift,
to you by
one period, one game.
Indeed.com and brought to you by Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ice, air, peat tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils.
You should put a Ranger jersey in the freezer since it kind of works the opposite for you the last few years.
I'm going to stuff your head in the freezer if you don't shut your mouth.
2-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Good.
Hi, Boomer.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday. Matt has back. He hits a 3-run home run to left center. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
And there's John Sterling on the fan. Yankees would also get a home run from Aaron Judge. They would beat the White Sox 7-4. And that is a major league best right now. 8 straight wins. Jordan Montgomery 6-plus for his first victory. Manager Joe Girardi, the clip we played earlier about the winning streak.
I think if you were to tell any manager that you're going to win 8 in a row, you're going to sign up for it right away.
See, it's awesome.
Because it doesn't happen, you know, all the time.
It's awesome what they're doing. It really is. And you want it to keep going. Tonight, Severino.
And they should win tonight.
Well, it's baseball, right? That's what Terry Collins will tell you. It's baseball. And it's unpredictable. But the thing about it is, they even by winning 8 games, they're still not in first place.
Yeah, they are.
They are kind of tied for.
No,
but even
not.
So,
they
you look
tied
at
tied for
no,
first.
This White Sox lineup is awful.
Awful.
I mean, it really is.
You can't play him enough.
I mean, Melky's okay, fine. Jose Abreu, fine. But beyond that,
keep playing him.
I mean, whatever. I mean, I know what Todd Frazier was sick. He didn't play last night. Maybe he plays tonight. Here's Matt Holliday. He homered. How's the back that kept you out? This was on Yes.
I felt good. I could have played yesterday, but Joe thought it would be best to give me another day. And I could have pinch hit yesterday, but I feel good.
And here is Aaron
Judge. I'm not a hockey player, so I can't, you know, I got to take a day off.
So many contributions.
Yeah, that's what this team's about. You know, it's about. You know, 25 guys pulling the same rope, you know, getting the job done.
And Montgomery was part of that. Why was this start better and deeper?
Kind of knew what to expect, knew the environment, and just went out there and kind of stayed within myself.
He stayed with himself
against a crappier lineup.
Well, it worked, though, for him, yes. And he threw into the
Except
seventh.
Two New York Yankee stadium starts. Teams won both games. He's 1-0.
That's it. Severino against Miguel Gonzalez. The White Sox, I think Saturday, had an outfield, I'm not joking, of Garcia, Garcia, and Garcia.
Is that right?
That is true, yes.
And the triple.
And the triple, right. So that was kind of cool. We'll see if we get that over the next couple of games. The Mets tonight take on the Phillies. Zach Wheeler, Zach Eflin, the starters there.
Have two Zachs ever faced off against each other in the pros?
I believe Zach Duke faced off against Zach Greinke in 2014.
See, it's not the first time, boom.
I don't think so. Mm. I looked that up earlier. I think that's correct.
Got it.
It could be wrong. This portion of the report brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. All right, to the NBA playoffs last night, Cavaliers and Pacers, another close game because Indiana made a run late, but in the end, Cleveland with the 117-111 win, 37 for Kyrie Irving. J.R. Smith left the game with a hamstring injury, not sure of his status for game 3. Cleveland up 2-0. And then you had the Spurs and the Grizzlies and San Antonio, the victory.
Left corner, Aldridge back to the wing, Mills with 6 to shoot. Mills penetrating out to Powell, straight away 3. Bueno! From Patty Mills. Paul Gasol with the basket. And the Spurs lead by 13. It is 88-75.
Might have been the biggest basket of the game as the Grizzlies were trying to make a run. Gasol straight away the 3, and they would win 96-82. After the game, Grizzlies head coach David Fizdale not happy.
It was a very poorly officiated basketball game. Zach Randolph, the most rugged guy in the game, had 0 free throws, but somehow Kawhi Leonard had 19 free throws. Take that for data.
He did not like the free throw disparity.
By the way, he'll be fine. But he happens to be right.
Yep.
Yeah, there's another issue out there we should reference just real fast.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, we kind of left that Eli Manning story out, you know, over the weekend, boom.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL is going to have to step in here as well. He could be suspended. And if I'm a fan of the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Eagles, and it turns out that he is guilty of what he's accused of, the NFL could step in and suspend him for a couple games.
How about if
they?
You're a fan of the Patriots?
Or the Patriots, knowing what happened with their guy.
Yeah.
Like, is that a possibility or no? Giants have to be prepared for that. Now, there's nothing criminal because the statute's over.
The legal statute of limitations have expired, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
So then the guy that's pushing this is just being douchey. And just wants to put a sour face in the
hands
of Eli
I disagree
Manning.
With that.
Really?
I think the flip side could be that, you know, favors were also done to make sure the actual charges were not filed until after the statute. That could be the case, too.
Possible.
I mean, you
So
like,
what is this? This whole thing
This story started when you and I wrote the Waldorf Astoria for your roast back in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but let me
That's
ask you
how long the story's been around.
But let me ask you a question. Is this is a civil case
well,
now? Is that what it is? It's
not criminal only because of the timing of
okay,
it.
Okay, so this is...
So there's a civil proceeding, and here's why it stayed. One of the guys involved that bought the stuff and then was reselling it as part of his business. He was accused of selling Fugazi stuff.
So now
he's protecting his name.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he's got no choice but to be exonerated or try to be, right? Like, you know, listen, everyone knows I have a relationship with Brandon Steiner, and you can have your own opinion of that business is fine. You know, Brandon Steiner's got to deal with Eli Manning. Mm. When Eli Manning tells him he's giving him game-used stuff, and Brandon turns around and markets that and sells it, he puts a stamp of authenticity on it.
That's his credibility.
He believes, and why wouldn't he? It's Eli Manning and the Giants. So there's a lot of other people involved that want to make sure that their customers know
sure.
that they did nothing wrong. That's why this thing is not dead yet.
Yeah, and that the Eli email from him to the equipment manager does not help things.
Correct. And I hope that equipment manager does not get fired.
Lastly, Rangers, Canadians tonight at the Garden Game. 4 overtime wins, Maple Leafs, Predators, Senators, and Ducks last night.
And by the way, I want to congratulate the NFL. The NFL, in an effort, I think, to let all teams know that they're good with Ray Rice and what Ray Rice has done in the last 4 years, they went to Ray. And Ray filmed a video for the NFL at their request, an anti-domestic violence PSA boom. So they went to him, and obviously they respect a lot of what he's done since the incident.
Yep.
And the fact that the NFL went to him and he did it, again, I don't think he's ever going to play again. But the NFL's trying to at least open the door for people to talk.
Right.
So, okay. Well done on both sides.
Moment of the day brought to you by Resorts World Casino, New York City, with over 5,500 games and the highest payouts anywhere. They've got more right next door.
Moment of the day!
And earlier, me and Boomer did argue about you, NSS, but as Boomer then was very nice, even after I pointed out that Boomer once yawned on the show.
That's a 5-tool player right there. He can go from updates to host like that. And he has a podcast, and he does the pregame show, and he does Rutgers, and he does wins. I mean, the guy is amazing.
He's harboring resentment at your yawning. So that
I'm
makes
not
me
harboring
think,
resentment.
What other resentment are you harboring?
To be quite fair, Eddie put that in my ear. He just wanted to play it. Moment of the day. There you go.
That's great.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody feeling pretty good about themselves today?
Not really.
Yeah, kind of actually.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.